Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, does anybody know what day it is? You know, is it Hump Day? Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here.
Yep.
And we got some great stuff lined up for you. By the way, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I don't want to talk about the riots. Doo-dah. Doo-dah.
It's kind of the elephant in the room, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, let's get through it as quickly as we can.
Yeah.
All right, first of all, one of the major, I guess, political talking points, because that's what this kind of boils down to in many ways, Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats wondering, well, Trump is kind of quick on the trigger, man, calling in the National Guard, the Marines. I mean, come on. He didn't do anything. He refused to do anything about January 6th. The lefties have been, this gaga's been coming out of their mouths just like caca coming out of their mouths since January 7th, pretty much. Oh, and by the way, no police officers were killed on January 6th. Unequivocally, unabashedly, totally positive, bet you all the paychecks you have.
But I thought Joe Biden said officers, as in plural, died that day.
Oh, yeah. Pelosi has repeated that. I've seen nutbags on people I thought I kind of knew that are so stupid. They refuse to check. It's a fact. The only person that died that day was a woman that was shot in the face. That's it.
Yep.
God. Like the simplest things. They just refuse.
But Bob, the cop got hit in the head with a fire extinguisher, we were told.
Turned out not to be true.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So here, former Speaker of the House. I mean, I thought for sure, well, this is an old story. This has got to be old. No. Just said this recently. She claimed yesterday, in a news conference on Capitol Hill, that President Trump refused to send the National Guard to protect the Capitol from riots.
This is Pelosi.
Rioters. Nancy Pelosi, former Speaker of the House, who was Speaker of the House January 6th. Okay, she just said this Tuesday.
Wow.
Tuesday. But here's... there is video that came out between January 6th and now, where Pelosi actually admits that she and her party were responsible for security lapses at the Capitol.
Well, maybe if the president had offered to send in the National Guard.
He offered it, unequivocally, factually, offered it to Pelosi and even offered it to the D.C. mayor.
And
yep.
They said...
they declined.
Well, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Her point, obviously, was to say, look how fast Trump is reacting mm-hmm. to California riots, but he'd do anything when the riots were here in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
All right.
Nice try, Nancy.
Yeah. She repeated again several false claims, including the claim that January 6th riot resulted in the deaths of law enforcement officers. Absolutely a lie. Her main point, however, was that Trump had refused to summon the National Guard. Okay, this thing has been fact-checked over and over. Trump did, in fact, offer the National Guard to Pelosi, who was broadly in charge of Capitol security as Speaker of the House. His administration also offered the National Guard to the mayor of Washington, D.C. The offer was refused because Democrats had been spending all of the previous summer basically attacking Trump for deploying the National Guard to calm down the Black Lives Matter riots. And they didn't like the idea of calling them in.
Hmm.
They didn't think it would be good, what, optics or whatever. But it's funny because Pelosi and the Democrats, like the day after, you could picture them with barbed wire fencing and troops all around.
Oh, yeah. How is that a good optic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So, like I said, video footage emerged. Pelosi admitted she and her party were responsible for security lapses. Yep. So, it seems like you clarify things four or five times, and the lies of the left just continue to come up and repopulate social media and things like that. And the lefties refuse to do any real homework. And
if leadership doesn't care and they think that their constituents aren't paying attention, that's why they can get by with telling the same old lies over and over and over.
Well, and the media was so complicit in running, cover for the Democrats. And, I mean, one of the best examples of that, that is clearly obvious to see. And if you don't, again, some of these conversations we have, if I don't make it simple, straightforward enough, clear enough, and factually based enough, there's nothing more I can do. Mm-hmm. In other words, if you decide to be a moron and refuse to seek anything like the truth, and you only want to bury your head in the sand and you only pop it up to hear some lefty nonsense and you regurgitate it, forget about it. I mean, that you're done. Oh, speaking of somebody who's... his name is not Moron. It's actually pronounced Moran.
Well, only technically.
But it's close.
Yes, close enough. Close enough for media.
Apparently, remember he got suspended, Terry Moran, ABC News, been there for 20-something years.
Yep.
He put out a now-deleted X post. He attacked Trump and really went after White House aide Stephen Miller. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty nasty.
Yeah.
Somebody from ABC and Insider talked to Fox News. They said, it's just sad, honestly. It's sad for him, a longtime colleague, friend, a good person, family man. Just unfortunate there was no alternative, especially in these times. So he went from being suspended to fired.
Ooh.
The Network Insider acknowledged that with the industry-wide issue of distrust of the legacy media, not addressing Moran's post promptly and having the drama dragged out could have cost ABC viewership. We blanking took it seriously. We dealt with it pretty bippity-bip quickly. The ABC staffer said Moran, been with the network 28 years, was beloved by his colleagues, insisted he wasn't some psycho-liberal like his ex-post may have suggested, saying he used to clash internally with liberal colleagues over politics. It's like waxing and waning, type of like whimsical philosopher. That was his shtick. He was very folksy in the way that he did things like this. Didn't sound folksy to me.
No. Uh-uh.
Moran was officially axed Tuesday by ABC News just before his contract with the network was set to expire on Friday. We're at the end of our agreement with Terry Moran based on a recent post, which is a clear violation of ABC News policies. We made the decision not to renew.
Hmm.
Again, I have to ask the question, is this a push by the legacy media to try to at least appear a little bit more balanced, a little bit more moderate? Or is this just for appearance purposes only? Let's fix the window shades. Uh-huh. Meanwhile, the roof still has a major hole in it.
I'm going for option B.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're probably right. It is 6:16. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We have a ton of guests to get to, including Congresswoman Kat Kamick. You never miss a minute of the show. If you have the Bob Rose Show podcast, download it wherever you normally get your podcast. Click on subscribe, and you'll never miss any of the great interviews or anything else we do on the show. All right? Plenty more to talk about on a happy Hump Day, Trump Day, 97.3, The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Let's go, Greg. Focus.
What? What?
Come on, man.
What?
Every day, folks, behind the scenes, I got to pump him up.
Wow.
I got to get him charged up. But don't clap. If you clap, he goes crazy over loud noises.
Yeah, I do.
Can you imagine Greg going crazy? Nah, it's not really in his character.
Not really.
His version of crazy, which is
pretty mellow.
He gives me a mean look.
And ooh,
then
stern.
Then I stop doing what I'm doing.
A stern look and raise one eyebrow.
That's it. Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Thanks for taking us along or hanging out with us, whatever the case may be. We appreciate it. 6:22, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Boy, oh boy, I mean, the show packed. The Florida AG, we're going to have James Uthmeyer on, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. We've got our Second Amendment protector, Luis Valdez. We've got the Florida Ag Commissioner on, Wilton Simpson. And somewhere in there, we're going to squeeze in one of the most important features we do, especially in the month of June, which is Valor. And the hits just keep on coming.
I'm telling you.
All right. So, yes, you've got the riot going on. A new poll shows that a majority of Americans approve of President Trump deploying National Guard troops to quell the ongoing anti-ICE riots in L.A. They surveyed folks. 59% of Americans support President sending in the Guard versus 39% opposed.
Nice.
And, yeah, those numbers make sense. They should actually be a little higher than that. People want, in general, they want law and order. They, in general, favor what ICE is doing. This small percentage of people are like, oh, leave the illegals alone. And then you go, leave them all alone? Even the rapists, the murderers? Well,
I think they're just misled.
Well,
I think they
you
don't
got a
know.
Point there. Well,
yeah. Yeah, as long as they're not in my neighborhood.
They were talking about how, you know, it's ruining neighborhoods and all that. And I go, yeah, you got murders and rapists and drug dealers in your neighborhood and gang members. Yeah, that's probably going to be. No, we're talking about ICE.
Wow.
We're talking about ICE ruining the neighborhood.
Amazing. Like,
what?
Yeah.
Anyway, so a poll supports what Trump is doing, and he's doing it for the right reasons, and he wouldn't have to be involved or even use a heavy hand if the governor of California actually believed in the rule of law. He could have easily asserted his authority early on, but he refused to. And the only thing that you can ascertain from Democrats failing to take any kind of action is that they're okay with the riots.
Well, they want to be do all the sanctuary city garbage when Biden opened the border. I mean, they got what they asked for.
They want to protect lawbreakers at the expense of taxpayers.
Right. Wow.
Protect lawbreakers at the expense of taxpayers. Now, where in the world would that make sense? Nowhere in a logical world, not anywhere. These people are nuts. And look, Gavin Newsom, he thinks he's going to, you know, he's the governor of California. That's a big gig.
Oh, yeah.
And he can't handle any of the responsibilities. I mean, that whole thing with the fires and all that.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe, you know what? I think I just got it. I think I just diagnosed them all.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not bad people. They just have a disease. It's called, they're pyromaniacs. Maybe that's it. Maybe they just love fire. 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 They pray to the god of fire. Hell and damnation. Right?
Yeah.
Gnashing of teeth. They love things to burn, I guess. How else can you look at it?
Mm-mm.
They let the city burn. Now they wanted it to burn again. Trump stepped in, and Trump was right when he said, if we didn't take action, L.A. would have burnt down. You're darn right it would have. He's absolutely right. These people are nuts. The mainstream media slowly making some changes here and there. A little window dressing. Terry Moran went from being suspended to fired. Good.
Good. That's a step.
But you got to keep, they got to keep going. CBS made a couple of changes, step in the right direction, but not enough. They got to call this lunacy out for what it is. They're not prepared to do that yet. But their ratings continue to tank. We'll see if eventually they start to catch on to what's going on. Meanwhile, President Trump, Tuesday, Fort Bragg. Just days before the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army. He stated that riots in L.A. are not what America's Army heroes fought on foreign soils. It's Trump addressed the riots early in his remarks as he has deployed 4,000 National Guard, 700 Marines to Los Angeles since Saturday. Before going further, I want to say a few words about the situation in Los Angeles, where I've deployed thousands of National Guard troops, hundreds of Marines, to protect federal law enforcement from the attacks of a vicious and violent mob. And that's where he said, if he hadn't taken action, there wouldn't be a Los Angeles. It would be burning today, like the houses were burning a number of months ago. He's absolutely right. And folks don't join our military to be deployed here on our soil. But let's not pretend that there isn't a huge group of foreign invaders. You carry flags of a foreign country while refusing to leave this country? Yeah, there's a lot more going on than just the immigration issue. But anything that brings chaos, apparently, is just A-OK with the Democrats. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a ton more to talk about. I'll rip Bob Costas, that little weasel, I'll rip him to shreds in a few minutes. Stick around. 97.3 The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Indeed, it is 6:38. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Riots still going on. In fact, even in New York, they had some issues there. Arrested some 80 people with, what, more things? When I say things, I mean more things planned coming up. We'll dig into that in just a little bit. All right. Bob Costas, you know him. Famed sportscaster.
Yeah.
Met him once years ago. Thought he did a good job on the air, mostly. Shook his hand. Dead fish handshake. Oh. No personality. Just got a really icky vibe from him. But okay. Yeah. Not everybody's on their best, maybe. You know. Whatever. Cut him some slack. But this guy has gone on to really be an asshat. Mm. Sorry to use that language, but it's the way to describe him. So he was getting an award, and apparently his speech was extremely long-winded because he loves him some Bob Costas.
Yes, he does.
And then he had to, of course, veer off course and go into areas where he has not only limited expertise, but he's an absolute idiot about. He criticized ABC and their parent company, Disney, for paying $15 million to settle a defamation lawsuit against the network over George Stephanopoulos. Okay? He said that Trump was found guilty of raping E. Jean Carroll. Well, the court found, and this was a New York court, in a civil case, which the preponderance of evidence and the and the bar is extremely low, and remember, it's a New York case, okay, found Trump guilty of sexual assault, not rape, and that is a big legal difference. And then, of course, that idiot Bob Costas has to write it all off. He says, all they should have said was, George misspoke. The president, that paragon of virtue, he had to put that in there.
Of course.
Because he is without sin, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was only found guilty of sexual assault, not rape, so we stand corrected. And Costa said of the decision to settle, they didn't have to pay a $15 million ransom. Now, remember this case, E. Jean Carroll, okay? This is somebody who never brought up an issue with Donald Trump until his first time winning the presidency.
What a coincidence.
Yes.
Maybe not.
Yes. And remember, she claims he sexually assaulted her. Do you know what year that was, Greg?
No, but it was a long time ago.
But you don't know the specific year.
No,
you know what's interesting?
Well, yeah.
Neither does she.
Well, another coincidence.
Yeah. It was late 1995 or early 1996. This is an event that allegedly, if she's telling the truth, I would think would be traumatic enough to associate a timeline that would put it a little closer than one year or another. But that's just me.
But didn't it supposedly happen like in a dressing room in a department
like
store?
Like a Macy's or something, yeah.
Yeah, so like, she didn't draw any attention. Nobody noticed anything like that. Really? Come on.
So Costas is attacking Trump. Doesn't want to give Trump the benefit of the doubt. Why? Well, because he hates Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So he hates anybody that pays them in a defamation suit. All right? Oh, and by the way, just as a side note, Stephanopoulos had been told several times by the people at ABC to stop using that word rape. They specifically said, you're going to get into legal trouble.
Wow.
But Stephanopoulos, being, you know, a small man with a huge ego, just continued on. Costas then turned to CBS parent Paramount Global, which is controlled by Sherry Redstone. He was mad because their attempts to settle another Trump suit over an alleged bias editing of 60 Minutes. Was it edited? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Was it edited that biased the story? There can be no doubt. She looked like even more of a complete buffoon and an idiot than she actually is. That's how bad the interview was. That's how bad her response was. I mean, they should get an award for the work they did to clean it up. The problem is, it's like tampering with an election, and that's exactly what Trump's going after them for, all right? So, Paramount is currently looking to close an $8 billion merger with Skydance Media, a move that would require a green light from Trump's FCC. So, he's trying to say, hey, the only reason they're even settling is because they're under pressure from Trump's lawsuit,
okay,
and they want to make nice. He says paying $20 million in ransom to Trump is just the cost of doing business when there's billions of dollars at stake, apparently. These are ongoing assaults on the basic idea of a free press. So somehow he's trying to defend a free press when clearly they're outside the bounds. And, of course, what was that? That paragon. What did he call him? A paragon of virtue, he refers to the president as, but doesn't have any questions about E. Jean Carroll bringing a lawsuit decades after an alleged event occurred, and she can't even get the timeline close. It was either, I don't know, late 95 or early 1996, and never bothered to bring it for any legal attention, right after it occurred, a month after it occurred, a year after it occurred. Nope, she waited till Donald Trump was in the White House. But by the way, how much you want to bet that this thing will eventually be overturned? I guarantee it will be. Can you imagine somebody makes these accusations against you?
Yeah.
With zero proof, zero evidence, zero corroboration, and they can't even give you a specific date? Wow. I mean, talk about a setup.
Oh, yeah.
But Costas uses that to propel his argument about, oh, how evil Trump is. He goes on to call the media now the mega media.
What?
He says they're rolling over for Trump. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he's a nutbag. Time to retire.
Yeah.
He was a little weasel when I met him, and he's even more of a weasel now. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's a happy hump day, Trump day on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Of course, the top story still is riots going on in California. Also in New York, backlash, the New York Post says. Over 80 arrested during chaotic New York City anti-ICE protest as thousands flood to the streets. And there's going to be more of these quote-unquote protests coming as well. They are trying to organize them over the country, actually. Yeah, it's going to get very, very messy. All right, so we'll continue to follow the stories related to these riots. It's crazy. Here's a claim by Gavin Newsom. He says violence only broke out in Los Angeles after President Donald Trump federalized the California National Guard on Saturday, June 7th.
Really?
Yeah.
So now, he really believes that he called out the National Guard for people standing there peacefully holding signs?
Yeah, and then they started the fights. Wow. They threw stuff into the crowd hoping they'd respond. No.
What an idiot.
Maybe it's a simple error looking at the calendar. Newsom's gig is so tough, maybe he can't tell a Friday from a Saturday, you know? Yeah. Yeah. The verdict comes in, and once again, Gavin Newsom is found to be a liar.
What? Again?
California Governor Gavin Newsom delivered a speech Tuesday evening as downtown L.A. prepared for curfew in which he attacked President Trump, blaming him for ongoing riots and accusing him of being a threat to...
No, don't say it.
A threat to...
It's the D word, isn't it?
Democracy, correct.
Oh, my goodness.
Newsom...
Wow.
Democracy. Is democracy associated in any way with like law and order? Because remember, it's federal ICE agents doing their job, you know, to get rid of dangerous illegals. Okay. Newsom's audio failed for several minutes. They called it failed to launch. But when he relaunched his speech, he claimed that the riots only started on Saturday night. In fact, riots, a term that Newsom never used, started on Friday before Trump had done anything. That's what caused Trump to react, were riots. Nobody's going to react to a peaceful protest. Yeah. On Saturday morning, when federal agents jumped out of an unmarked van near a Home Depot parking lot, they began grabbing people. In response, everyday Angelenos came out to exercise their constitutional right to free speech and assembly, to protest their government's actions. In turn, the state of California and this city and county of Los Angeles sent our police officers to help keep the peace. With some exceptions, they were successful. Donald Trump, though, without consulting with California's law enforcement leaders, commandeered 2,000 of our state's National Guard members to deploy on our streets. And that's when the downward spiral began. He doubled down on his dangerous National Guard deployment by fanning the flames even harder. And the president did it on purpose. Said as the news spread throughout L.A., anxiety for family and friends ramped up. Protests started again. By night, several dozen lawbreakers became violent and destructive. They vandalized property. They tried to assault police officers. Yeah, that's his version of it. Here's the truth. Friday, June 6th, ICE agents carry out a series of immigration sweeps across Southern California. Reports of federal agents running after people in a parking lot of a Home Depot in the Westlake neighborhood near downtown L.A. start circulating in the community. Around 3 p.m. local time, a crowd begins gathering in the downtown fashion district after ICE agents show up at an apparel manufacturing business. Aerial footage taken by ABC News LA, KABC, shows what appears to be ICE agents loading two white passenger vehicles with people in handcuffs. As the vehicles leave the apparel business, protesters try to unsuccessfully to stop them, including one individual who was seen lying down in the path of one of the cars. Several hours later, a large group of protesters gathered outside of the Edward R. Roybal Federal Building and U.S. Courthouse downtown, calling for an end to immigration raids in the city. Video footage shows protesters vandalizing the building, heckling police, and throwing bottles and other objects at officers who use shields to protect themselves. Police in riot gear are seen confronting protesters with batons and what appeared to be tear gas launchers.
So what did the National Guard do to protect them at this point?
Well, Newsom didn't mention the raid on the clothing factory at all, but implied that it took place on Saturday, not Friday, which isn't true. The governor then told another whopper. He claimed that Trump is planning to use the United States military on Saturday, June 14th, to put on a vulgar display to celebrate his birthday, just as other failed dictators have done in the past. In fact, the U.S. Army, not the military as a whole, is celebrating its 250th birthday. It was founded in 1775, June 14th. It happens to share a birthday with the president. But no, Newsom's version is not aligned with the truth. He's saying that problems didn't start until Trump deployed the National Guard. Well, that's an outrageous lie that's backed up
there.
All kinds of video evidence and everything else. So, but I guess we shouldn't be surprised.
No, not really.
I mean, these people are in denial. They refused and have refused to take any action. They want to protect illegals, and in doing so, they're protecting many that are murderers, rapists, drug dealers, gang members. You can't possibly be for public safety, which, by the way, is like your number one thing you're supposed to be looking out for as governor and Karen Bass as mayor of L.A. Public safety is supposed to be first and foremost. Oh, public safety. Yeah, we want to keep criminals. We want to keep them safe. No, I don't think what that's not what people mean by public safety. It's citizens, your constituents, the people that live there and pay taxes. Yeah. We've got some great guests lined up. Stick around. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.